A political battle with major implications for the future of the country is looming. We're speaking, of course, about the Federal Communications Commission's vote tomorrow on whether to open up the broadcast airwaves to deliver high-speed wireless internet access. Tech companies like the idea, but they're facing opposition from some broadcasters, religious leaders, and entertainers, as Joel Rose reports.
Alan Orovitz lives on the top of a mountain in western North Carolina. He moved here for the natural beauty, but there are some things about the country life Orovitz does not like.
Okay, you're about to hear the most frustrating and irritating sound in rural America.
Orovitz uses a dial-up modem to connect to the internet, where he does research for his consulting business. Orovitz says he'd be happy to pay for a faster connection, like cable or DSL, but they're not available. When Orovitz has big files to download, he drives 12 miles into town to use the Wi-Fi at the coffee shop.
I just keep waiting and hoping every day that Verizon or local telco is going to say, okay, DSL is available.
Orovitz is one of an estimated 20 million Americans who are still using dial-up, and the vast majority live in rural areas. He says it's more than just an inconvenience.
It's just extremely problematic for small businesses and individuals to get the information they need and to communicate with their customers and their market.
Not far from Orovitz is a man who thinks he has the answer. Wally Bowen runs the Mountain Area Information Network, a nonprofit internet service provider based in Asheville, North Carolina. He says that in February, the nation's TV stations will switch from analog to digital broadcasts. Since the new signals will be more efficient, there will be lots of what are called white spaces between the channels. Bowen and others want to use those empty airwaves to deliver high-speed wireless internet access.
Broadcasters will only be using about 30% of their allocation, which leaves a very powerful, efficient spectrum with which we can basically solve the rural broadband problem.
Bowen says the service would be like Wi-Fi, only a lot stronger. Engineers for the Federal Communications Commission released a report several weeks ago saying the technology basically works. But that report hasn't convinced Dennis Wharton of the National Association of Broadcasters.
There's a very brief executive summary which finds that everything's going to work well. But if you actually read the full 400-page report, which is quite dense, it raises some serious questions about the potential for interference.
Broadcasters are pressuring the FCC to allow time for public comment before voting on the proposal, and they're not alone. Broadway producers, pro sports leagues, religious leaders, and entertainers from Guns N' Roses to Dolly Parton are also calling for a delay. They're concerned that internet use would interfere with wireless microphones, which also use white spaces. But the FCC has some powerful allies.
This thing has been studied more than almost any other technology that I know of.
Ed Thomas is a former chief engineer at the FCC. Now he represents a group of tech companies known as the White Spaces Coalition, which includes Microsoft and Google. Thomas says the broadcasters had plenty of time to put their concerns on the record.
They've had over 4 years. This is a delaying tactic. Its intent is to wait till a new administration, and then God knows what other requests they would make.
Advocates for rural broadband don't want to wait to find out. Publicly, the FCC says it will go ahead with tomorrow's vote. For NPR News, I'm Joel Rose.
The nation's largest cable TV company announced a nearly 40% jump in earnings for the most recent quarter, but consumer advocates say Comcast and other cable companies could be profiting from customer confusion. From Philadelphia, Joel Rose reports.
In a conference call with reporters yesterday, Comcast CEO Brian Roberts stopped short of calling the business recession-proof, but...
When times are tough, people want to watch television. And now, even as much, they want to be on the internet and be connected.
Roberts acknowledged that the company lost some basic cable subscribers, though he says the decline was more than made up for by 400,000 new digital subscribers, people who either switched from regular cable or simply signed up for digital cable. But that worries Joel Kelsey of Consumers Union. The nonprofit publisher of Consumer Reports sent a letter to Congress yesterday urging an investigation into whether Comcast is trying to profit from the upcoming transition from analog broadcast TV to digital.
Large cable companies are taking advantage of the transition and the confusion in the marketplace right now, and using that as an excuse to move customers to a more expensive plan.
Consumers Union also says Comcast has moved some popular cable channels to digital only, in effect forcing consumers to upgrade or accept fewer channels for the same price.
We're hearing from many consumers that their cable companies are taking away some channels, requiring them to rent more expensive set-top boxes.
Comcast officials deny there's anything deceptive going on. For NPR News, I'm Joel Rose in Philadelphia.